mean, there's so many funerals and deaths right now. It's like a one death come by you, two, three, four, five, six, and it's just a blur. It's like no, it's not. You know, back years ago, it'd be like so much energy. Oh my God, I can't believe. Now it's like, oh yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad it's gotten to that point. I want to big ups to Ike Raw with the Unsolved Murders Philly page on Instagram, who is he's holding these politicians accountable. Okay.
That bad, right. And that the tourist doesn't have to worry about anything, but yet look at the young boys that beat up the 70-year-old man after he told them that he didn't have no money in the fashion district.
Right.
Like, come right. on.
I don't want you politicians. You finagled our votes. You got us to believe the hype, and you got in the office, and now you're telling us that we don't see what we're seeing. We don't hear what we're hearing.
But that's what they all do.
You're right. I mean, Donald Trump made it it's okay to just, okay, is it raining outside? Yes. No, it wasn't raining outside. I had the biggest audience ever. That was the first big line ever. Okay? It was raining outside.
It was raining outside and there was nobody.
Nobody there. So, okay, now you're trying to do that with our lives, with our kids' lives, with our families. And you're telling us, because we're brown and black people, that there is no violence that you guys need to be worried about. Last night, as I'm putting this story together about Martin Luther King and Mick Jagger, I heard about what seemed to be 100 gunshots. It was just a lot. And I jumped right on Facebook. Oh my gosh, I can't believe if we are at war outside. This is crazy. That's why I stay my black ass in the house. Because there's not violence I should be worried about.
Exactly. But that's because he lives where he lives and he doesn't hear these things. And that's the problem. People that's not, it's just like the same thing where you ask someone that's wealthy, how much is a gallon of milk? You know, and they can't even tell you how much a gallon of milk is. Why? Because they're getting everything delivered. When their grocery bill is there, it's just paid and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's for some people, like a gallon of milk, they know, hey, this gallon of milk is $4 and some odd cents. This loaf of bread is $3.29. Mm-hmm. You understand? This carton of eggs is $2.49. These are things that people, and they want us to be like, oh, well, I'm just not, like, I'm not used to it. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening because you're not
used to
it.
I'm the nigga everybody want to hear because they sick of these niggas telling lies. And I just want to tell the truth, nigga, in a good spirit.
All right. So come to find out, those gunshots that I heard last night, three teenagers and a 21-year-old were shot multiple times. There were 28 shots fired into cars at 29th and Jefferson in the hood, not too far from Fairmount Park, right at Brewery Town, which is the border between the hood and all the upgraded gentrification. And if you guys watched that movie, Urban Cowboys, with Idris Elba last year on Netflix. This area, that's the area where those shots happened last
night. Right there.
And they were going to try to sweep it under the rug, which they've been trying to do. This is Larry Krasner saying, we know you heard 30 shots last night, but you know, that's not really what you heard. The violence and everything is actually going down. No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't. It went up.
The amount of bullets and shots went up. Okay? I don't know where they got a wholesale price discounts on bullets now. You know, maybe one of the solutions would be bullets should start costing $100 a piece. $1,000 a piece for a bullet. All right? And the only time you get to actually play with your bullets is at the gun range. Where you want to shoot off 100 shots, we have a special package you can get.
Well, you're in there, so you can get them for whatever price that you, because you're shooting at a target.
Right.
But when you're out in these streets, it's like every day it's something new. Right. Then you got these people, they doing these straw purchases. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, if you want to get a gun, just go get a gun. Why are you getting a gun and then you taking these guns and you're selling it? That's how I know that they missed some type of schooling, mm-hmm. because you did not think that gun that you got, mm-hmm. that was in your name, dummy. That you done sold to somebody, that these people done killed somebody. See, those people should be the ones that go down for those murders. Why? Because it was your gun.
Well, add that to the list.
You understand, so it was your gun.
If you buy a gun, and just like the little boy that shot those kids in that school, and the parents knew all about
it. Yes, they did. And guess what they told them? I ain't mad at you. I'm just next time, don't get caught.
Don't get caught. Lock their asses up. Which is some of the things that should have been happening a long time ago to hold the parents and these guardians responsible. Kyle, whatever his name was, he was 17.
Oh, did you hear him now? He's on there telling LeBron, F LeBron, and all kinds of stuff. But he just was crying in a courtroom. But see, it was just like that other one where the white boy was on the phone talking, and he said, all I have to do, I'm a white boy with blue eyes and blonde hair. All I have to do is cry. Now, he's saying this over the phone in the jail talking to his mom. His mom going to say, shut up, honey. They can be listening to you. She's going right along with it. All I have to do is cry, and they do some fake tears, and they'll feel some sympathy for me. They got that call. It was recorded, and the judge said, oh, this is what you said? And he gave it to him, but he didn't give it to him like he would have given it to a black child. A black child would have been in jail for taking 50 cents off, you know, of some damn potato chip. He would have been in jail for 50 years. They go to jail for 2 months.
So, you know, we are putting our feet on the necks of these politicians. You know, Ike Raw, when he puts up a post, I jump right in because I support his movement. He talks heavy, and that attracted me to a post. And I'll jump right in. I put my comment. Yeah, brother, let's go and do this, that, and the third. And then I had somebody jump in and say, hey, man, that's kind of like, you know, cynical or something about whatever I posted. Like, you shouldn't be posting that on here and then tagging the mayor in it and all that stuff. And I said, first of all, it sounds like you're trolling me on somebody else's page, and you don't want that drama. You don't want it, so I'm going to leave it alone. So, of course, what did it do? Come right back, follow me. Hey, man, you're not going to comment on what I said, this, that, and the third?
No.
I said, I'm not going to troll you. I'm not going to... Well, it seems like you sort of know what you're talking about, so how about this? This is a suggestion. Maybe we can get some lights on in the dark places and more lights in the city so it's not so dark at night. And maybe you can help talk to some... I see your podcast. You guys are doing really good. Now you're tugging at my heartstrings because you start talking about the Tasha Drew show. So I'm like, hey, you listen? You know, I'm like, hey, you watch it before? So I start tagging them in the different videos that we do. And they saw how we do talk about... How we do talk about this.
Violence.
We'll stroke your ego till you make that face I like. Oh. Sub, follow, Tosh and Truth Podcast.